you can share the same.
I don't know.
It's exciting.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Green Room Lounge. This is Scott Richard Podcast. Normally, I have Mike and John with me. But
I'm not John.
No, this night we have Eric with us. Eric Hassenegger, give him a round of applause. He's as awkward as I am.
Or more so.
Battle it out.
Battle it out?
What are you saying?
We're going to battle our...
Oh, battle it out.
Oh.
Battle it
out. Don't you know the old phrase, battle it out?
Nope, I have not heard the phrase, battle it out.
Not in the sense of awkwardness.
Well, that's my awkward battle cry.
Battle it out.
Yeah, isn't it?
Your battle cry is battle it out.
Battle it out, young. That's it.
Battle it out, young. Battle it out, young.
Battle it out, young.
This is going great so far.
I know.
Mic test, check, check, 1, 2.
No, the microphone is on, okay. Yes.
Microphone is, okay. It's hot, as the people
hot
say.
Mic.
Hot mic.
The ones and the twos.
What?
Battle it out.
Battle it out.
Battle it out.
Young. Battle it out, young.
What about Crosby's still? Who's the band?
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Crosby, Stills, and Young.
And, yeah.
But you had the Young out. So
Crosby,
it's
still, yeah. Battle it
Crosby
out, Young.
Still, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Battle it out.
Battle it out.
Young is out fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Good, battle it out.
I don't know what they look like. I don't know what they look like, so I don't know which one's
Mic
bad.
Test.
Well, no, we tested. They're good. Mm-hmm. See the lines up there?
We've been drinking. Eric doesn't drink much. No. He has always had a half of an apple cider.
It's pretty hard.
Cherry, black
it's
cherry.
Hard. Black cherry.
Yeah.
It's pretty
it's
hard.
Hardcore.
Anyway.
Anyways. Oh, you know what?
Good transition.
Anyway, good transition. What are we transitioning to?
I don't know. I don't know. Your show, Scott.
Hey. You know what? I think it's... The people at the bar are going to be confused.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to talk about the things that I learned.
All right.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
Music.
Nice. Right. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we got an update on the computer. I am not ready for this.
Makes two of us.
I am not ready for this conversation.
Okay. All right, these are things you learned.
I just wanted to play the song.
All right.
I have so little. I have so little in my notes pad tonight.
Oh, nice.
Notes pad. But I want to talk about one important thing.
Okay.
Because for once, because usually if it's Ken or John or Nick, you know, filling in. It's
so he's like your third choice of guys. Is that what you're telling him?
Fourth choice. Fifth choice.
It's a deep bench.
No, but
we'll
usually
does. All right.
This is one of the few times. It's almost not the leprechaun one. The girl, the heart purple.
Wow.
Shit.
I would love to help you.
Valentine's Day, yes.
Not the leprechaun one. The girl, heart purple.
Yeah. I meant to say arrow. The purple arrow. It's not a purple arrow.
It's not a purple arrow.
It's not a purple arrow.
I think you're thinking phallically.
Do you know what?
Phallics.
I think there should be... There's seasonal stuff. They have, like, Easter Bunny cartoons, like the coloring books. But they don't have them for, like, every season. How come that? Why not?
They don't have coloring books for every season?
No.
Yeah, they do.
Fall,
sure they do.
Fall, spring?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Holidays, I meant.
How many times have you been shopping for coloring books?
Not very often.
Well, obviously, they have them for every season.
But yeah. I don't know, like, a whole every season coloring book.
You want a book with all the seasons in it?
Yeah. No, not a calendar.
Have you looked for this at all?
No, but I'm...
I bet if you search online, you can find...
I'm sure there's...
But
you know.
Could you imagine how great that'd be? It's like, oh shit, it's Easter. And then you do go to the Easter page, like under E for Easter.
You would organize your yearly calendar book alphabetically.
No, it's not a calendar. It's not like, it's just...
No, but
it's
all holidays in the year, and you would organize that alphabetically.
Yeah, because you need... Because you like Flag Day. When is that? I don't know, March?
Look under F. Yeah.
Look under F,
yeah.
F flag.
Flag, yeah.
There's a flag.
It's a system.
And then you color the flags. They have, but they have like numerous ones. It's like when you go, what's the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know, Scott.
Arbor Day.
We have to cover this every time. I don't know what you're thinking. Until you say it out loud, I don't know.
But they should have like numerous pages. Not pages. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Book?
Yes, copies. Numerous copies of like, so it's like birthday is like, here's a birthday thing in color, and then just have like 30 pictures of birthday cakes and presents. That way it's like, oh, whose birthday is it? Oh no, it's grandpa's birthday, and you get to color a picture and then give it to your grandpa for his birthday. And then you can use it all year long. So all your people, you can give like 30 friends or or family members, you just give them all pictures that you colored.
This sounds like something you can put together.
So. Yeah.
You can perforated lines so you can tear them out.
Yeah, perforated lines.
Perforated.
Or scissors
to go with it.
I'm not going to...
Bonus.
Buy a book, get a scissors.
But then you can have like all these different, and then like you get, it's because I mean,
so a bunch for birthdays, like one for Flag Day,
two. There's a lot of flags in the world.
A couple for Martin Luther King Day.
There could be an activity page where you draw your own flag, and color it.
Flag.
Why
don't you do this?
Because think about it though. When you get Easter books, like it's Easter Sunday. Shit,
Easter Sunday.
Come one, come
all the eggs you can find.
No, but like usually you get
jelly beans.
Jesus Christ,
rising from the grave.
Oh shit!
That's what Easter is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can have like the oh, you have three different versions. The kids version, like the all ages version, the teens version, and then the mature version.
What's the difference, Scott?
Lay it out.
Well, like the kids version, it's like here's a bunny in a field with eggs all around him. Yeah. Color the bunny and the eggs. Yeah, then the teen version is like here's Jesus hanging on a cross, but the mature version is the blood version. Like you get to, there's like droplets and blood everywhere. You get to color blood. That, and like
the blood is makes it mature.
You can draw the holes in his hands and stuff.
Thanks for staying, ladies.
They got wine.
They have
the double fisting now.
Wow.
Go down the street.
Did you have two?
Chaser.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure.
Do you chase wine?
No.
I don't understand drinking. I don't.
Well, you can. I mean, it's she has a glass of water. It's probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's had a couple of glasses of wine. Feel a little flushed. Have some water.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock? You've been drinking since 8 o'clock?
I have.
That's not only an hour and a half.
Yeah, you're good.
You can get drunk in an hour and a half easily, though.
You can get drunk in a minute if you drink fast enough. I mean,
if you put your mind to it.
Yeah,
do it now.
I don't want to get drunk in a... And then
peer pressure.
I drink so much, I'm immune, too, so it takes me longer.
That's why I don't drink, and then you have like a half bottle of wine, and you're like, I feel like a 12-year-old.
Do you want to feel like a 12-year-old?
Sometimes.
What? You feel as though you are a 12-year-old.
Well, yeah, what do you think I meant?
I'm just clarifying.
Like, because I'm like, oh, look, I have two glasses of wine. I can feel this. It's weird. And you're like,
I don't remember drinking when I was a 12-year-old.
I mean, I didn't, but I'm sure my tolerance was very low.
I'm sure it was.
I'm mad.
Okay.
Not right now. No.
Not right now.
You're just like repeating,
anyway,
repeating half the words I'm saying.
A bunch of audience that have been here before. You've not been here for this podcast before. This is Scott. That's okay. Welcome. Thanks. It's called Scott Ruins Your Podcast. It's his podcast, and he ruins it.
I don't.
And we just kind of talk about stuff that... right now we're talking about what he learned, and he went off on a thing about not comic books.
Coloring books.
Sorry.
My parents... They didn't drink a lot when they were kids or younger. Nope.
My parents, when they were kids, didn't drink a lot either.
But
I think most parents didn't.
No, but when they're cleaning out like the liquor cabinet above the refrigerator one time.
Yeah,
I was like still in high school, and they like were pouring it because I was like 30 years old, and they had a bottle of like bubblegum schnapps, and like that would have been delicious if it was fresh. I'm going to talk about this because I mentioned this like 2 weeks ago, and you're like, "This is you're not making any sense."
I say that every episode.
Okay.
And in fairness, you don't.
So we got some candy.
Okay.
And it tasted like it was a hard candy stick, not candy sticks, not the candy cigarettes, but stick candy.
Yep.
Yeah. I get you.
And it was, but they're like cherry flavored and peppermint flavored.
Yeah.
But they had one that was bubblegum flavored.
Yeah. We just went on that show up in Rhinelander, and I got a bunch of those.
Yeah, that's where we were having the conversation, and then you said no, because...
Let's hear why I said no.
Bubblegum,
yeah.
it's own flavor. They're like, hey, what's this? We're going to make some gum, and it's just generic bubblegum. We're going to have it be its own flavor. But now you have candy pretending to be that candy. It's like...
Full candy.
Faux candy. At what point did I say no, and why did I say no? Just like you said that much, we have now bubblegum, and now we have candy beating bubblegum, and I said no.
Well, because I was saying it's weird because there's nothing else out there that's saying we made up this flavor, and now we for the specific type of candy, and then we have other candy that's not like it at all. that tastes like the thing we made up.
No.
See?
That doesn't, no, that doesn't work. I was saying that doesn't, that's not, I didn't say no. I don't know what you're, I don't even remember this conversation.
You.
I probably would have brought a grape soda, which doesn't that taste like grape.
It doesn't.
Like the flavor of grape, like candy grape and soda grape is not like a grape.
This isn't what we talked, just go.
You're going off script, Mike.
I don't remember this conversation. Was I drinking?
Yes, we were all drinking.
Oh, well then, inadmissible, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I do declare. I thought I'd interject.
Yeah, a Southern lawyer just for the...
Southern lawyer,
yeah.
For funsies. All right, anyway, candy.
No, you can't keep
check
us
one,
on...
Check 1-2.
No.
Eric's new to the podcast.
Check 1-2. You, audio.
You can't be the one that puts me back on track.
I'm sorry.
That's John's job. Oh. And John's not here.
He's not.
Well, then he's filling in for John. He's doing his best.
I gotta yell more, right?
Yeah.
Usually you have to be upset about things.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Just say no. Scott hates that. All right.
I'm done.
Whoa. You guys are on the same page. You said it right at the same time. What were we talking about? Coloring books?
Yep. Anything you want.
So do you think I can sell these? I'm going to make...
A coloring book that has all... he's got an idea for a coloring book. It has all the holidays in the year in one book, organized alphabetically, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But you could have... Oh, shit, how would that work for, like, Hanukkah?
I don't know. C and H.
Oh.
You could probably have, like, the things that start with C for Hanukkah, mm-hmm. like candelabra.
Wait, so you're going to organize it thematically also by... it would be, like, Hanukkah, starting with a C.
Yeah.
None of that would be candles... And then, like, way at the end of the Hanukkah section, we menorah and a dreidel.
No.
A dreidel will become for menorah.
And then we'll have Hanukkah later in H's.
Yeah.
So we'll have, like, Hebrews.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So each holiday would have its own subcategory that was the same letter as that holiday as well?
Only if they have different spellings. Because you put, like, Hunan... food because they eat on Christmas because that's the only thing that opened, right? Is that a stereotype or is that real?
I don't know. If I'm looking to color in a coloring book Hunan food, I would not leap to Christmas first.
No, I'm saying like because Jewish people can't celebrate Christmas.
They can't.
Well, they can.
It's done. It's done.
So they eat Hunan food. All right.
They eat at Chinese places because they open at Christmas.
I get it.
I don't know why they can't.
I just don't know why I'm coloring in Hunan food.
Because you're having a good time.
It just sounds like a lot of work, a lot of noodles.
It could be noodles, it could be rice. Who knows?
Rice is even harder to color in.
No, it's white. You're done. Because they can't have pork fried rice, Mike.
I do. You know one of the most useless things in the world? A white crayon.
Do you know what else is the most useless thing? A coloring book with zebras in it. I bought a coloring book. It had fucking pandas and zebras. And the pandas weren't even eating bamboo. So, like, he was just sitting there.
It was fucking pandas and zebras? Pandas
like,
and zebras?
Like, it had all these different animals.
Oh,
it had zebras, penguins, polar bears, pandas.
Yeah, it might have been a joke. I don't know.
No, because then they had, like, a lion.
So, we've been doing this podcast now, what, 2 years? A little more?
2.5.
And we talk a lot. You said fucking pandas and zebras. I thought that was funny. Pandas and zebras fucking.
Yes.
But topic-wise, we talk about the sex and the masturbating a lot.
I'm trying to think what it would look like.
I just want, what? Well, I imagine the panda would be on top just kind of riding.
No, the baby!
The baby?
The horse.
Fuck a panda baby.
I mean, you gotta wait till it matures.
We're not
looking
9 months after the fucking. We're looking at the straight up.
I'm just trying to think of what a bear and a horse would look like, and one is striped and one is spotted.
Like a burly horse. It'd be like.
Like one of those ponies that, like, they're
or
fat.
Or a little fat pony, yeah. That eats eucalyptus and trees.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I want to see a horse sit in a tree. Continue. What were you saying?
Well, what I was saying is that, so we've been doing this for a while, and this is an adult content podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's available for download for everybody. And my daughter, who's 13, now, she'd say, Dad, I've been listening to this podcast of yours. And I said, no. What? No. Your dad says things you should not hear your dad say.
Oh.
And she said, I only listened to the first episode. I was like, well, I was trying to think back. I can't remember the first episode. But either way, I said, well, Yeah, you're a teenager. Listen to what you want. Your dad says things you should not hear. Your dad say. So this will be fun for me in the next couple weeks. She's got a lot of questions.
Wait till we get to the bet. That was fun.
Oh, the bet.
But I do mark them on iTunes as explicit, so she's the one who's breaking the law.
Ooh. Well, as we see, that law is ironclad because she just downloaded like that.
You see that red font, and you're like, nope.
That's a thing. Yeah, you may. Yeah.
Remember when I guessed the word that you were saying?
You did.
Was that just like, oh, scapegoat, green, you got it, here's a dollar.
No, scapegoat, no. No, the plan was, earlier I did a stand-up set.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have anything written for the stand-up set. So I don't know if that was obvious, but so the plan was to improvise off of a word, and people were giving me like nothing to work with, really. Peanuts, I probably could have worked off something with that. So it was just a way to get the audience to say something without saying, hey, give me something to say and I'll talk about it. I was trying to, and then... No, you were just super. It was near the end. I also had got the light, which means I had to be done, gotcha. And I had to wrap up somewhere. So,
What word?
You were special. You still are special. You're
so special. What word did she say?
She said green. The other words earlier we got peanuts. Peanuts, but I misheard it. And then Randy said something. I ignored him.
Randy says a lot of things.
And then, I don't even know what else they. But they were.
I thought I was really clever. I thought it was because you didn't really guess it.
Did you just say it because you saw the color green?
Well, that, and you just said green room.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And you said it wasn't a word. So
maybe it wasn't. I said it wasn't a word. I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
Stand-up set, I thought, went pretty well. Did it go okay? Is that all right?
Well, I felt special until you told me what.
I'm lying now. You were special. You did. You guessed it. Good job. Okay. I gave you a dollar. I gave you a dollar. How much more special do you want to be? All right. Sorry, that was. You can cut that out of this.
I'll see.
This is live.
Well, it's live recording.
We are right here right now. Yeah,
it's recording here.
Ones and twos.
No, this gets recorded, and then Scott, in like 5-6 months, will post it online.
Oh, there's John Egan. There he is. Hey, I just released. Nope, never mind. Next week, I'm probably going to release the episode we recorded in October, so get ready for that.
Yeah, on pace. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't talk while you're drinking. You started talking, and you kept drinking. You kept, like, it was close to your mouth. You could have stopped, but you just kept going, and you're like, I'm going to keep talking. Blah, 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 blah.
I just listened. This is going to be, I just listened recently to some older episodes, and I found out that this fucking program like just stops recording for like a brief second, so it sounds like I'm editing things out, and I'm not, so it makes me mad.
So you miss words, or like when we stop talking?
It's like we're like, yeah, I'm like, what just happened?
It always cuts out right before I laugh.
Sometimes. That's the reason. It's always before I laugh. But I was listening to the one where we were talking about how I couldn't drink water right because I drink out of cups.
Yeah.
Because I hold it with my teeth, and then I drink it. And
now you talk while you talk.
I want to see people drink. Like, I want to watch people drink. How do you drink? I know this isn't good for the audio podcast, but okay, you put your mouth up. And then do you breathe in?
Or you just gulp.
Breathe it, just go. No. I mean, it's wine. I do sometimes take a little sniff, but
No, like breathe with your mouth. Do you go like a straw?
No, I just pour it in.
Pour it in.
I let gravity do most of the work.
Gravity would just make it pour out of your mouth.
I form kind of a seal.
See, look at that. I just drew a little bit.
So there's actually just a very small opening. It doesn't have a lot of options except to go in.
But I just did that, and it spilled all over my front of my shirt.
Well, slow down, maybe. Slow down.
So that's why if I hold it my teeth like down. This.
Right. No, go just go without holding your teeth, but just go slower. Slower.
No, because the cup can go anywhere.
It's in your hand. Where's it going to go? No, just why are you pulling the whole sip? You know, gulp. He's like... He turns it sideways.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, of course it's going to get to you. Don't worry.
I'm just going to use straws from now on.
Okay, we have straws. We can get bendy straws if you want.
I do want
this
that.
This is as good as the show gets, by the way. If you guys are if you're expecting more, I mean, this is it's pretty funny, but this is, you know, it's not a, doesn't get any more organized.
Oh, yeah, well, were we talking about things I learned?
Yeah, we, yes. Could we play the song again?
No. All right. These are the things that I learned. These are the things thank you. I get two straws.
These are the things Scott has learned. What did you learn, Scott?
I got two straws.
Is that it?
No. Shit, what did I learn? Fuck.
Oh, we did this already.
Oh.
Drinking.
I was going to look this up before the show, and I didn't. I was listening to people talk. Did you know So Valentine's Day is on Sunday.
That's a thing you learned?
I don't know, man.
All right, let's talk. You want to talk about Valentine's Day?
Sure.
Valentine's Day. He Scott had put a post out today. It was asking hypothetically.
It was a joke.
I get it. I get your jokes.
No, apparently some people don't. Oh, that's one thing I learned. Apparently, I'm a horrible human being.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible human being.
You're not a horrible human being.
Yes, I posted. No, yeah. I posted. Hey, funny joke. And then I get yelled at by people, and I'm like, I...
Some people take things a little literal.
All the jokes I post. And then, so I stopped things. I posted that today, so I lied.
Okay.
That's a joke.
But any response to that?
I don't know. Let me check.
Okay.
Live Facebook check.
Scott Eastman was talking, and he took it way too far. Because he's like, hey, he's a great person. I'm like, don't do this.
So Scott had posted, hypothetically, if anyone's not doing anything on Valentine's Day, do you want...
Do you want me to read verbatim?
Yes, that'd be good.
Verbatim. I got to figure out where...
Facebook reading.
You're just explaining the things that are happening.
I'm doing a structure here.
He's like, we're like color commentators.
I'm the play-by-play podcast.
Yeah. Color commentator, I was thinking he was like the grace. Not
just
grace
read the thing.
Just read, yep.
I said, just doing a generic question, so all the sing. I fucking spelled two wrong! I was supposed to say two, not so. Just doing a generic question, so. No, wait. Just. Fuck, I read it wrong. Just doing. Can we just not do this? Okay.
It's your show.
Just doing a generic question to all the single ladies. Hypothetically, who would say yes to doing something on Valentine's Day given the hypothetical opportunity? Hypothetically. I said it three times so people knew it was hypothetical, Michael.
Yep, got it.
I thought they canceled each other.
But third one, yeah.
But you were still asking. I mean, you were...
Yeah, so, I thought it was funny because it was like... I thought it moved from going...
So anyone not doing anything on Valentine's Day want to do something with Scott? Hey, what's your...
She shook her head immediately. She's like, no, I don't. Just kidding.
What, you're not doing anything on Valentine's Day? No. And you don't want to do anything?
No, she does. Well, okay, here's the thing. My birthday is February 10th. She just turned 30.
Unrelated.
Younger than me.
Ching. So, like, any guy I've ever dated was like, double whammy right there, birthday, Valentine's Day, bam. So, it's never really been special.
Double whammy?
Yeah.
Double whammy.
It's your birthday and Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Get her a bouquet of flowers. And
oh, so oh, they so don't celebrate enough, and so you've gotten rid of all of them.
So, the two birthdays.
Big but
dog.
Oh.
Oh, I thought like a big dog.
Just every hey, year. It's your birthday. Here's a Saint Bernard.
Big dog.
Here's a golden retriever.
All right. Well, Scott's not doing anything Valentine's Day, and he would like to do something Valentine's Day.
Do you want to like go drink or something, like day drinking?
I don't know
what
to do.
He's not a big drinker, but he'll drive.
I don't know how to respond to this. I've never gotten this far.
Yes. The answer is yes.
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 The answer is yes. What was your name?
Yes, sure, yeah. I'm always friendly. Yeah. I never fight my talkings.
It's okay.
What's your name?
Jess.
Scott? Jess?
I can't shake from here, but I'll high five you there.
We'll talk after the show.
Double high five.
You two should totally hang out on Valentine's Day.
See the things that John misses when he's not here?
He does.
He's going to shit himself in 4 months.
All right.
I can sing, too.
My New Year's Eve goal, not goal, what do you call that?
Resolution.
Resolution was to get Scott a date.
You keep changing it. One time you said girlfriend, one time you said date.
I didn't want to throw that pressure on her. All right, so let's just one step at a time. And it's not even a date. It's just hanging out and having drinks and chatting.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, keeping it cash.
Well, yeah, it's February. You mean, you know, I'm working
right,
on
yes.
He's a. I mean, you know, I've known him for a while.
I'm not talking about, like, keeping me warm.
Right.
Who does it on a date? Hey, do you want to get coffee?
Oh,
no. But that's that you know that's something that she will want in the future.
Eventually.
Take note.
Yeah.
Electric blankets.
Who doesn't want
electric
to be warm blankets. In a blanket?
The only thing I have to say in beer, when stuff gets caught in beer, is I can't eat.
You're not allowed to eat out of the beard. That's for him.
That's, I saved this for me. This is my jelly donut. Now I'm feeling a little weird.
Well, all right. If you don't like the beard, Eric and me are both doing those well. You know,
no follicles.
What?
That's what I was gonna
say. I got a whole year to get one for you, Scott.
No. I was saying. That's what I was gonna say earlier. Like usually it's like Ken, what's it? Yeah, Ken has a wife.
Yes.
John has a wife.
Yes.
Ken, Nick pretty much has a wife because he has a girlfriend for like 85 years. And then this is like when, like other than when Tony was on, this is like the first time, like there's the three of us don't have girlfriends or wives, and it's almost Valentine's Day, and I was gonna make conversations about that. Maybe okay.
Let's make conversations about that.
Conversations. Chit-chat.
You, you're what's just chit-chat? Gliding on this one, Eric.
I am so coasting. It's great.
I know.
I'm coasting pretty good.
I was waiting for you. I was expecting you to derail me, and this isn't working.
We haven't allowed him to talk.
Do all the you know derailing.
This is like if the Andy Griffith Show was happening, and then
Andy. There's a doing sound Mulberry.
A what on Mulberry?
Mulberry. You know, that was the setting. Of
yeah, I know, but what?
No, it's Mayberry.
A doings. Mayberry?
Mayberry.
A doings?
A doings.
A doings.
A doings. Right. Anyway, ones and twos. Check 1, 2.
Anyway, go ahead. Let's talk about Eric for a minute.
No.
Yes, let's talk about Eric.
Yes.
He almost dragged my drink. He's almost done with his cider. Why'd you stick your tongue out so far? You drink my water. It's like dripping out the outside.
I guided in.
I stuck my tongue all the way.
Let's talk about Valentine's and Eric and his tongue.
In that order.
Okay.
Just all
I was gonna say one thing about Valentine's Day that I love is the day after all the candy's on clearance and everything is cherry flavored or chocolate. But I like cherry flavored things.
Yeah.
You win. Because around Christmas, it's like what? Everything's peppermint or gingerbread or whatever, just generic things covered in not Santa Clauses. Santa Clauses or snowmen. But it's like, yeah, you're great. And then Easter is jelly beans. I like jelly beans. We've had that conversation before. And then, but like Valentine's Day, it's like, hey, everything's cherry or cinnamon. So you got to be careful, John.
What's wrong with
Mike,
that? What's
Chris,
wrong with
fuck.
That? What's wrong with that?
That's fine. Go get your cinnamon stuff.
You don't like it?
I just get surprised when I go, ooh, cherry, and I eat it, and it hurts.
Why does it hurt?
Because it's cinnamon.
You don't like cinnamon?
I love cinnamon.
Then why does it hurt?
Because it's cinnamon. It's not cherry. It's when you're like hey, I'm gonna drink this isn't Kool-Aid, but pretend this is Kool-Aid. Like, oh yeah, look. I had a teacher in high school who was really weird, and he told stories. So pretend this looks like green Kool-Aid and looks nice and cold. You're like, ooh, green Kool-Aid. And you drink it, and it's just water with salt in it and food coloring. You'd be like, whoa. But normally, you might be like, this is okay. It runs through the ocean.
It's an expectation.
Yeah, it's like you're waiting. Like, it's, yeah.
But why does it hurt you?
Because it's it burns. Cinnamon burns. They don't call them hot tamales because hot things... Touch your face.
Shouldn't you put it in your mouth, not in your face?
Yeah, the mouth is part of your face. The lips are part of the mouth, which is a part of your face.
I know the anatomy. I've been, you know, I've read a book or two.
What books?
About the...
like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, you're just drinking my water now. You got your own stool for water drinks, and you start...
I'm all out. I'm all out.
Do we have a bartender? We can say, Sam, get a drink.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
I like that we have a bartender named Sam. It feels like Cheers.
I know.
But she's a girl.
Cheers is an 80s show. Oh, Cheers is like, that's it.
Night, ladies. Thanks
Wait
for coming.
A minute.
We'll see you on Sunday, Jess.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. I don't know where the
She said she'll be bar hopping.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, she'll find you. Yeah.
I don't think Jess is her name. It's probably Alice
I don't
or
think
like
she's ever coming back.
Chromanthusum. Yeah.
Probably Chromanthophone.
Chrysanthophone?
I was optimistic for a bit, but then...
I think flower names... why is it like you have chrysanthemum and then rose? It's just dumb.
Why are they long names and why are they short?
Yeah,
names?
It's like,
is chrysanthemum the like Latin name?
I don't know what is a rose Latin name?
I don't know.
Rosary.
It has one. Latin. Yeah, rosary. Probably rose.
What? Rosacea?
Rosacea?
This is... Oh, fuck.
These are the things Scott refuses to learn.
All right, we got off topic.
Can we talk about the women who left?
Sure, do it.
Let's do this.
Just the fact that they left.
Yeah, they're not going to listen. They don't even know... They don't even.
I have nothing bad to say, but I don't know why they left.
Because
did
they...
Did we call them out?
I think when I started talking, I mean, I'm not going to say, you know...
This is what I'm asking. Why are fellows like us still single? Did we chase them away somehow? They seemed nice enough. We had a pleasant conversation, and then when the rubber was hitting the road, they were like, fuck it, we're out.
We were talking about how your daughter listens to you masturbate.
That is not what we're talking about. That is not what we're talking about.
I mean,
and in 3 years when my daughter hears this podcast, I wanted to know.
I meant
that is not what we're talking about.
She listens to us talk about it on a podcast.
Yeah, that was way before. You can't pin this on me.
No, but I'm saying they stayed through that.
Yeah, they stayed through
and
that.
And then once you start talking about candy, like, fuck this shit. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
I think they're just a bunch of closet perverts. Those two.
The freaks? Closet
a bunch
freaks?
Of closet perverts.
Bunch of closet, like, oh, they're talking about normal things now, like candy. Go
mundane
away.
Things. Blech.
Boring. I liked it when you talked about, Jesus? But I don't know.
Talk about gifts. Jesus.
There was plenty of other reasons to leave.
Yeah.
I guess is what you're saying.
Maybe they have to get home before the pumpkin turns into...
Cinderella?
Yeah.
Bell of the ball. You know what? You can't dwell on the ones that leave you. You gotta dwell on the ones that want you. There you go. See? Dropping some wisdom.
Don't dwell on the ones that leave you. Dwell on the ones that...
Want you.
But
it's easier. That list is shorter.
But isn't dwell like a negative term?
Dwell? No.
It
means
no.
To think about.
Yeah,
yeah,
think about.
I'm going to check the dictionary.com about
what
this.
Do you think
dictionary
it means? What do you think it means? Before you look it up. What do you think
I think
it means?
Dwell think is a verb to think in melancholy thoughts about a long time about... Bad things that happen.
That's not Webster's. No.
I think that's Rue.
Oh, I just typed
lament.
Del.
Moment.
Dwell.
Lament.
Definition. Look at that. People are always asking. Formal. Live in or at a specified place.
To live in. Yes.
Groups of gypsies still dwell in these caves.
Yep, they dwell there. So they're in a cave just thinking about times that are bad.
Aha! Right here. Think, speak, or write at length about a particular subject, especially one that is a source of unhappiness, anxiety, or dissatisfaction.
Okay.
I've got better things to do than dwell on the past, says the sentence. Or also, it is a slight regular pause in the motion of a machine. That's the noun version of it. It's technical.
All right, let's revise Eric's phrase then. It's better not to dwell on to think about the ones who are...
Just put think instead of dwell.
No.
I could have saved you 5 minutes right there.
I'm going to type antonym now.
All right.
Dwell. Hey, antonym. This is ours.
Dictionary check-in.
Guys, I'm using my phone too much.
For what?
Anything. Just anything.
Too much compared to what?
Fuck. It's synonyms. They gave me synonyms. I said antonyms. More synonyms. I don't want more synonyms. I want antonyms.
We're actually losing our regulars, too. Our actual, just normal friends are leaving the room.
I don't want... Look, it gave me synonyms.
Love, right?
Okay, don't dwell on the ones you passed.
Right.
Dwell on the...
I don't know what
love.
Bullshit I said.
He admits it.
I usually think Eric has some weird wisdom in his mind.
I think he does. I think he has a lot.
Nope.
How old are you, Eric?
Old. 29?
You're the youngest one here.
Are you asking us?
29?
I don't know.
29?
When you said nope just now, you shook your head. You remind me of the vulture on the Looney Tunes. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd do good at that.
Thank you.
Oh, we got our own water.
Hey.
They can stop drinking out of mine. You just. You should. I want. Okay. This is. I think of all these things I want to do, but it's like visual stuff. I'm like, just drink all four straws at once. All four straws. No. Out of the two cups. Janet.
Visual games. All right.
Okay, anyways. Usually, I'm going to put mine over here. He's got three things to drink out of over there, and he's stealing mine. All right. I forgot to tell you.
Of the three of us, who do you think drove him away most? Was it me? I feel it was me for putting them on the spot, sending them over there, and I was like, well, we better bail.
I think it was CJ.
No, of the three of us, it was one of us who did it.
Yeah.
It was me. I put him on the spot, but then they did leave. They left shortly after Eric started talking, although it is your podcast. Maybe it was, I don't know who, it could have been on
anyways. I think it was a collective effort.
Okay, good job.
I think so. Yeah.
Chasing girls away since
1983.
Go dwell.
What part of the show are we on?
I was going to say secret time, but I forgot to tell you to bring a secret, so think of one now, because that's what they usually do.
Also, here's the thing, too. It's not a secret.
It's
if you reveal it.
Well, that's A, yes, but also,
I know the definition.
He calls it a secret, but it's not a secret. It's just something you don't tell people about in general. So it's a misnomer. It's not a secret.
Because I'm not going to go say, hey, now's the time of the show where we talk about things that some people might not know that much about us because we don't say it a lot.
There's probably a word for that. It might be German.
Secret.
Look it up.
What? Secret. Look at that whole conversation I just had. Or should I say thesaurus, synonym, secret. Secret.
Don't dwell on
it's not
the
a secret.
Secret.
It's just something we don't talk about much.
Yeah, I know, but that's something you don't talk about much. I can't
anyway, I got something. You guys want to talk about something? It's a fun thing.
Secret themes are...
Secret, time to tell. Secret, you tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then we'll fuck. It's got a secret.
Unfrequented facts. How about
I like that. That's nice. Unfrequented facts.
Unfrequented facts.
Let's think of a song from that.
Unfrequented facts. It's gonna be fun for you and me and I, my ears today.
New theme song.
Book it.
Okay, we usually talk about secrets, things that people don't know a lot about us, unfrequented facts.
Because I haven't told many people, it's a fun little story, though, that just happened to me recently.
Okay.
I may have told some people, but I'll tell you guys again now.
I might have heard it.
Maybe.
No, probably not.
Recently, I've run into road rage recently. Remember when on that same trip that we had the candy sticks there?
Yeah.
The guy, like, flipped me off? Yeah. He, like, flipped me off, and then, like, drove next to him and flipped us off, but then we ended up, like... at the same stop sign later, even though it was barely ahead of us, and then the same gas station.
Yeah.
And then I ended up standing next to him at McDonald's. And he had no idea it was me, and I was just smiling by him. But that wasn't then this happened like maybe a week or two ago. Now, I was turning from Ashland from Lombardi onto Ashland, and I was in the intersection there, waiting for my thing. I couldn't go, I was just in the intersection. And the light turned from yellow to red, I couldn't go, and then it was red, and I turned. I was in the middle of the intersection, had to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned on to Ashland. That was not good enough for this guy. This guy, like, barreling up behind me, like, high beams in my rear mirror, feet away from my car, like, really, like, and just
classic.
On my ass. And so I flipped him off. I just raised up my finger, flipped him off.
Did that feel good?
It felt all right. It felt okay. But it got better. He did not care for that. No, sir, he did not.
They usually don't.
He then pulled up next to me and was yelling. And it's winter, so both our windows are rolled up. So and he's just yelling. I could just see him, like, gesturing wildly and yelling. I'm like, wow, he's very upset. And so I slowed down a little bit, and he didn't care for that either. He slowed way down and got behind me again, and with his high beams on, again, like right on my ass, just like high beams on. And so I put the cruise control at the exact speed limit that we're going. So it was like 30 miles an hour, so I put it at 30, which he hated. But stayed behind me the whole way, just like behind me, all the way up over the bridge thing, and then down to the stoplights. And at stoplights, and he whipped around next to me again and was yelling at me.
You think he had anywhere to go?
I don't know. He was very upset. So he's yelling at me at the stoplight, and he rolls down his window, and he's yelling, so I can kind of hear him now. My window's not rolled down. And I was like, well, I'll chat with this fella. I went to unroll my window, but my window has frozen. My window freezes up sometimes. So I had to, like, hit it, like the Fonz. I have to, like, hit it and, like,
window.
Bust up the whatever, and then, so they rolled down. And then he shouted at me. I was like, I don't know why you're so upset, sir. And he's like, you fucker, you fucking cut me off, you motherfucker. He says a lot of swearing. And I said, well, you know, what happened? It happened. He's like, you want to settle this like men? I'm like, yeah, okay, let's settle this like men. You want to fight? You want to fucking fight? I'm just like, sure, okay, let's fight.
Is that the exact tone?
That was my tone, and I was kind of eager about this. I was actually, like, looking forward to it. Like, hey, you know what? You know what? Today, I want to get in a fight. I'm going to lose it. I don't care. Let him punch me in the face. I'm kind of looking forward to this. But we're at the stoplight, and there's a bunch of cars behind us. We're in the front. I'm like, well, but we can't fight now. You know, there's a bunch of cars here. Yeah. We don't want to cause more trouble. So he's like, well, pull up ahead. We'll fight. I was like, all right. Okay, let's do this. He's like, all right, fucking yeah. Let's fight. I was like, okay, we'll fight. We'll go turn, and we'll pull up and fight. Okay. And so he rolls up his window. I roll mine. And we still, like, 20 seconds of the light, so we're still just sitting there waiting for the light. No, I was fine, but what do you do? Like, we had made an agreement, but now we're waiting.
Now you're calm, you're calmly waiting.
So the light turns green, he barrels in front of me, cuts in front of me, turns down a side street there, stops immediately, and gets out of his truck. And as I drove past him, I was like, that was the stupidest thing you could do. If you challenge them to a fight, and they don't want to fight, I just left. I just, like, drove past him. I was like, well, I guess see you later. I don't know.
You should have, what would have been really funny is because he got out of his car, you should have turned down and, like, hit him. Okay.
Just run him over.
You didn't specify what we could and couldn't.
I win, motherfucker.
You fight with fist, I fight with car.
I punched you with my bumper.
Two hits. My car hitting you, you hitting the car. Yeah. Anyway, I was very amused by that.
I want to
Humanity is great.
It is great.
Is there, like, I want to have a, like, when someone gets mad at you in the car, I wish there was, like, a generic thing I could do to ease a situation but still acknowledge that I did something wrong.
Like, oh, I inflame the situation on purpose. I like it. What are they going to do? Often when they drive by, I'll, like, smile and wave, like, hey, how's it going? Yep, maybe I did screw up, but fuck you. And they get, like, more upset.
That's great.
Because even if they get so upset, what are they going to do? I guess whip out a gun would be the thing in Wisconsin, but then it's still on them.
I kind of want to, whenever that happens, I just pretend, like, I'm like, duh. And not like I'm mentally challenged, but, like... But, like, I can't describe the face. Like, you like a turtle when he sticks his head in the shell. Like, when I try to do that, but I can't because I'm a human being.
Oh, I just like, wait. Another, I'm sorry, a final caveat to this story, which may or may not be a good idea to tell now. Turtle and shell reminded me of. When I was challenging him to a fight.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to full-on fight. And I was all set to fight. And then I drove away. I was like, all right. I outwitted them, so I defeated them anyway. Either way, when we were challenging the fight, I was feeling very manly and tough.
Mm-hmm.
My body's response, though...
You pooped.
No, was to get, physically defensive and tuck away. That my wiener must have, just pulled up inside of me so much. It was like an acorn and a patch of hay there. It was gone. It was just... It was, my dick was so small.
I kind of wish you just stuck with acorn. The patch of hay was the part that...
Hash browns? Would you prefer hash browns?
No! I don't want hash browns ever again now.
A little acorn in it?
A little acorn.
Either way, I was disappointed in my body. I'm like, oh, really? That's what we do? So but I realized that I've evolved not from fighters. I've evolved from scavengers and tricksters who trick people for food.
I should.
That's how I've evolved.
Ooh, I should do that. I'll just go to the store and buy some clearance candy, some candy bars.
I don't know how that connected at all.
But. Hold on, I will go on the Monday. I will buy with the money I didn't spend on drinks on Sunday.
Not gonna be sure.
I will buy some clearance candy bars like Snickers or Kit Kats or something, and I'll just leave in my car. And anytime. I piss someone off, I'll roll down my window, I'm like, excuse me. And he's like, oh, yeah, what the fuck's your problem? I'm like, I'm sorry. And I'll throw a handful of candy bars into their window.
Just like whip it at him?
Yeah, just like, here's for your troubles. And maybe I'll do a handful.
I really hope at that moment it totally changes their attitude. Like, thank you. All right.
Maybe, or maybe I could tape them together and then have a note in there saying, I'm sorry for what I did.
Tape them to a brick. How about that? And then,
candy bricks.
My apology brick. Then they don't have to unroll their window. You
but I suppose, if I threw like a circular sphere, that like might look kind of like a grenade, and I miss.
Sure.
And it's like, oh fuck, what is he doing? Or a rock, man, I would probably scare people.
Probably.
I had
worth it though.
Yeah, I had something I was gonna go off when you said something about your dick.
Something was gonna go off when you said something about your dick. That's what you said.
No.
That's what you said. I'm just repeating what you said.
Let the record show you meant about his dick.
You're not Southern anymore. Did you?
Where's our Southern?
I do declare dicks are not on the record.
I'm glad Eric's here.
Yeah. I mean, anyway. Not as glad as I would be if John was here.
That's right. Whoa. John's very sensitive about this today.
Every time, no offense, John, you're great. But every time you're not here, you get mad about us doing it when you're not here. I'm sorry.
You can see, our promotions work so well.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Old Eric's family's here.
Yeah.
Eric, yay!
Eric really brought a bunch of people in.
Yes. I brought my peeps, my posse.
And they left.
Yep.
Is that your sister, Jess?
Maybe.
Okay.
In another life.
What are you training? What are you doing? A horn? A train? Oh. I thought you were pretending to be like a what are they, train conductors? Woot woot. It's the Eric Hassan train. I don't know.
Secrets.
Uh oh.
I told mine. You guys saw
yours. It's not really a secret, but
It's an unfactualized. What was it? Unfactualized.
Unfactualized facts.
Unfactualized facts.
Untextual. Untrivial. What is trivial. It?
Unfactualized facts.
Facts.
Okay.
Well, you know how my Ericness of diary of the mouth, like saying a bunch of things. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I had an interview for a different position a couple weeks ago, and I went about 5 minutes straight of talking. I have no idea what I was talking about. It was like, oh my god, I'm just like throwing back buzzwords back to the people interviewing me.
When this happens, do you see the other people? And are they?
I see the reaction. It's like they're writing down. I'm looking at what they're writing down, but I don't really see any actual legible.
And you
words.
Just you just keep talking.
I keep talking. I barrel through it.
Just keep.
But yeah, I just noticed like 5 minutes of me just talking straight through these two ladies interviewing me. Man, they not know what I was talking about at all.
Did you know what you were talking about?
Nope.
So you wasted everybody's time.
I didn't really want the job.
But... Oh, that kind of reminds me. This is a secret I'll share. So I've probably mentioned this on this podcast or other podcasts that like I have anxiety and depression, so I take medication for that. And apparently they can't just give you a year's worth at once, so you have to go in every once in a while to get the prescriptions.
Yeah.
And I learned a while back that police detectives, is that what I'm thinking of?
Yep, probably.
Police cops.
They like when they're interrogating people, they're like, oh, reporters. Sorry. Like, what's her name? The old woman with who is the lisp. The
Where
weird
is
lisp.
She wrote?
No, close. The other one. The other one.
Arthur.
Barbara Walters. Okay. This is how much I'm broken, and my brother knows what I'm saying half the time. He's here. He's like my translator. I'm like, so the shirts, they had shirts with the red on them. He's like, he'll like candy stripers. Like, yeah, that's it. What was it? What was I talking about? Please,
Barbara Walters.
So
wait, you went from police to Barbara, and you met Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was trying to remember who said it, yeah. But she interviews people like celebrities. You know this, right? On TV, and she makes people cry.
2020.
Yeah. She's like, whoa, hello. I can't do a British accent.
She's American.
Yeah.
What kind of accent is that? What is she like? Whoa.
I think she just has a lisp. Right.
I'm like, it's kind of Boston, but I don't know.
Is it? She's of. Like, oh.
She says W's a lot.
Wubba.
Bubba.
She calls it Wubba. Bubba Balls.
Anyway.
What was I talking about? Oh, she'll ask questions to the celebrities. She's like, now what was that like? And they're like, oh, yeah, it was fine. And then the trick is to get them to talk more. A lot of people are uncomfortable with silences. So they'll sit there and stare at them, and the person like being she'll ask a question, and then the person will answer. And then they're like, "It's too quiet. I have to keep talking." And they just keep talking and talking and talking and talking, which is what Eric did in his interview. So they get people like to confess things at the holding cell room thing. It's like, ah, where were you in the murder time? He's like, ah, I wasn't anywhere. Okay, I get it. It was in the phone booth. Colin Farrell, I don't know. I'm so close to the, I'm so close. Hold on. Where was I going? They talk about it. Oh, okay. So, like, yeah, most people are like, I hate the silence. I can't talk. And then they just ramble. So when I go in there, he's like, hey, so, to get my medication. He's like, so, how is everything? I'm like, fine.
But then they have to.
And then we'll just initial... fucking sit there for like a minute and a half just staring at each other like, I'm the worst to going to psychiatrists. That's that was funnier in my head. I don't know. I just think it's funny that like that's their job and they can't even do it because I'm just like, fuck you. I already said my answer. I'm not taking it back. I'm not reneging the whole thing. That's a real word. It's not racist.
There was no.
I figured you were. See, I'm racist. Back to the whole Facebook thing, I say things, and I'm not racist, but I am.
Nobody said you were.
Someone did. I'm sure someone did. I don't know. We have to end this. We have to end this soon, because I'm going to start talking. Now, this is what's happening. Yeah, you did it. You're better than some people have degrees.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.